All right, well, welcome to another episode of We Need More Cowbell, a podcast about Saturday Night Live, its cast, characters, history, sketches, and more. I am your co-host, Maggie.
And I'm Jamie Chaffetz, and there is a train out the window.
So, as you can hear or see, however you're consuming this, we are doing this from our apartments. Because the coronavirus pandemic has...
Well, you're actually at Studio 8H.
So. Oh, right. Those of you that are watching, I am at Studio 8H, where SNL is filmed each and every week. Yeah, so stuff's weird and different, especially since last time we recorded.
Yeah, the world is a different place. It's really a wild trip, so...
Yeah. Very bizarre, so... Yeah, we are quarantining from home, working from home, living from home, all that kind of stuff. And so we decided to record an episode from home.
There you go.
Yeah.
What did you
say?
I said nothing.
Okay. So, yeah. So the last episode we did was episode 5, where we recorded it and then had to record it again. We forgot to turn Jamie's mic on, and now we have a lesson learned.
Yep.
Anyway.
Mic on.
Yeah. So this episode is episode 6. Is there anything else we want to talk about before we do this? What is there to talk about?
Not much to talk about, you know. Yeah. The other day I saw the sunset. It was really nice. You know.
Aww, that's really nice. Oops, I just changed.
I made friends with a cat recently, a stray cat.
Aww.
That was the extent of my excitement.
So. That's very exciting. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I haven't done anything. So.
It's all good.
Cool. All right, so episode 6, hosted by Lily Tomlin. It was fabulous.
Amazing.
So good. I forgot to get the date on this one, but it's probably November of 1975.
I think it was because they were going on their break for winter break, right, or whatever.
Yeah, and then Christmas was coming after. So she said December 13th. So minus 2, it's probably around my birthday.
Oh.
Hmm.
Hey.
Anyway, as I pointed out to Jamie, for anyone watching, I'm sipping from a mug that says. Was this ring made me look engaged? And yet I don't have a ring on because my finger's messed up. Tastes good.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Let's talk about what we were talking about before we started, about how all the masks are weird.
Oh, yeah. These masks. It's out of control. I mean, it's good. You have to wear them. They're important.
Right.
But, like, we were saying, it's just very eerie, the whole going to the store if you have
So mine is right here.
Oh, mine is right here.
Let's do the show like this. I bet it sounds like it. Oh my god, see, I'm already sweating. It's awful.
Oh, I have to tie it. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Ow. It's like putting on one of those, like, those tops when you were, like, a kid, those tank tops that, like, tied up here and then also so it's a lot smaller.
That's funny. It's not enjoyable and it sucks, but
yeah, it's the time we're living in, I guess.
This is true. Anyway, so the masks are stupid, but they help people, I guess.
Yes.
Anyway, so Lily Tomlin is the GOAT, continues to be the GOAT. Grace and Frankie, such a good The GOAT, sorry. Greatest of all time.
Oh, Grace.
Did you not know that's what GOAT means?
I didn't know. You
learned something new every day.
Learning things. She is the GOAT, though.
She is the GOAT. All right, let's see if we can get our notes up here. Okay, so we start with your typical political cold open.
Yes.
Chevy Chase, once again, our pal Gerald Ford, who's just like a bumbling dummy.
Yeah.
According to this impersonation, like, again, I know we always talk about this, but like, people are like, oh, they're so harsh on Trump and da-da-da-da. Like, in this sketch,
they made him look like an idiot.
Right. Like, he pretends to pick up the phone, but it's a glass of water, and he's listening to it like this.
And then he, like, takes the phones and, like, like he's like having the phones talk to each other. Someone calls, and then like he's like, you guys can talk it out, and then he puts him down.
He doesn't like this.
Back on the wrong phone and the person.
Yeah, it's oops, I should turn my sound off on other applications. So we're talking about Chevy.
Okay.
So first he sneezes into his tie, which nowadays is very troublesome. You're supposed to sneeze into your elbow.
Yes.
And then he gets up and shows all these charts that are obviously wrong, and he puts them sideways, and then somehow he trips over his desk and says, "Live from New York."
It's kind of a little bit painful. Like, his trip was...
I thought he hit, like, on its neck.
Yeah.
It seemed a little...
excessive? Or
forced.
Yeah. I don't think the crowd was really into it.
Yeah, I don't know. He was just, maybe that's why it was such an excessive fall.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the cold open. And then we hear that Lily's the host. A film by Albert Brooks is coming back, making a comeback.
Yes.
And then the musical guest is Howard Shore and his all-nurse band. Now, Howard Shore becomes a musical director at SNL. And then Lily... She's amazing. She comes down, does her monologue.
Yeah, it was really funny. I appreciated that.
Mm-hmm. She has a super cute shirt on.
Yeah. All her outfits were excellent.
Fabulous.
I loved them.
Yeah, so she takes she has a notebook in her shirt. She has it in her armpit. She's like, it's just like notes about what I think about of New York.
Yeah.
And, you know, she says, the first one doesn't really make sense about New York, but she says, like, imagine if everyone grew up to be what they said when they were little. Yeah. Everyone would be firefighters, policemen, nurses, astronauts, just walking around.
Yeah.
And she does all, like, these rhetorical one-liners, like, have you ever actually seen someone laughing all the way to the bank?
Yeah. My favorite was, she goes, like, why isn't there a special name for the top part of your foot? I was like, dying. I was like, what the
heck? I couldn't think about that, but also
everything has a part, it has a name. Like your jaw, your cheekbones, you know.
Right. Your sole, your toes, your ankle, your heel. It's just the top of your foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did enjoy that also. And then she does a whole song and dance. It's like a cheer for New York, she says. And she ends by just like shitting on Philly. Which
Could be worse. She could be in Philly.
This is true. So very good monologue. You know, obviously Lily is a stand-up comedian anyway, so she's just like in her space. So next is Beethoven.
Beethoven. He was a couple of times in the episode he showed up.
Yeah, so John Belushi's just as Beethoven, and Gilda is his wife. I think they call her Frida. And so he's playing his piano. I guess I'll do it up here. And then on his piano, you can see all his meals from the past couple days. He's like refusing to eat. He has to work. And Gilda says, "You must eat." and Lorraine is like their maid or something.
Yeah.
And he's just like not paying attention because he's deaf, and not because he's deaf, but you know. And once they leave, he starts playing like a Camp Town little ditty. So that's funny. It was just like a cutesy little like 1 minute sketch. I don't know. Oh, and then they have their first musical act, which again is super early, especially to how they do it now, you know.
Just right in there.
They were just like, bam. So like St. James Infirmary, and now, so Howard Shore's band with all the nurses, it's all men in like little nurse.
Yeah. And they all are wearing like the little, were they wearing hats or something?
I think like the little old timey nurse hats.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called.
Little bonnets.
Yeah, and then I noticed that there's actually a woman in the band, and she's wearing a mustache.
So I saw that, too. I didn't get that. If they're all dressed up as, I guess I had to switch, like the guys or the girls.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I thought that was very funny.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I thought I saw that, and I wasn't sure. And
okay. It was enjoyable. I was like, oh, there she is. So, Lily Tomlin sings. They sing St. James Infirmary. it's nice. I mean, obviously Lily has a really nice voice because she sings multiple times in this episode.
She does everything. Comedy, music, acting.
Yeah, and they all do, all the men in the back do like a little shoop dance and they sing.
Yeah.
Oh, this part, I didn't realize how messed up it was until I Googled, obviously. So it has like, you know, when they go to commercial break, it has like the little thing, the little, what do we call it? Oh, like a superlative or whatever. But it says, coming up next, Juan Corona remembers. Do you know who Juan Corona is? Because I do not.
I don't, but I can see in the notes.
No, fun fact, Juan Corona was a serial killer.
What the hell?
I was like, what?
What does that even mean, Juan Corona remembers?
I don't know if it's supposed to be a joke, like he's going to do like a remembrance of the...
Oh, of the people he's killed. Oh my God.
I read that after, I was like, oh my God. Like, let's bump the brakes on that.
Ooh.
Ooh. Like, and I love true crime, don't get me wrong. But it's not a good look.
Yeah.
And then they replayed that try open in.
They love that commercial. They can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
And they like have the excessive like hand. the red lights flashing.
Yeah. And then a classic.
Obviously. Yeah.
Land Shark.
Yeah, of course.
Jaws 3.
Taking killing women and
taking names.
Eating them and whatever he does. So yeah, it's all right. It's okay.
Yeah, they do go on a little long, which they even joke about in the sketch. So
yeah,
I think my favorite part about it is, so for those who are unaware, basically what happens is Chevy Chase is a shark and he kind of talks like this. I don't know why.
I didn't know it was him. I didn't know who that was.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's him.
Oh, yeah, it probably is.
So he tries to convince single, lonely women to open their door, and then he eats their head, or them. And then they have the guys from Jaws, the mayor and the scientist, or the sheriff and the scientist, like, talk about how they're going to fix this issue. And my favorite part is they're at, I guess, the sheriff's office or the scientist's lab, wherever, and they're looking at what's left of the people that have been eaten, and it's just a bowl. They have the two bowls, and he goes, which one is which? It's so messed up.
Oh, man, yeah.
So in the end, everyone gets eaten.
Yeah, basically. They have, like, a secret knock, and Belushi says, like, okay, if I do this knock, you know, that's the only way you can open the door. And then she, he doesn't do the knock, and it's the shark, and she opens the door for him.
Like, oh, okay. She doesn't, ignores
it. Forgot about it.
Yeah. And then at the end of the sketch, they say, like, they say they're going to cut the sketch early, and Belushi's all mad, like, oh, this, we're just about to solve it, like, we're just about to catch the shark, and then, it's actually the shark, obviously. And he says to Lily, why don't you just exit through that door over there? And she sort of eats her head. And it was good. It was long, like you said it, but.
Yeah.
The next one was like short and sweet.
Yeah.
Like a 30-second sketch. It was interesting. Yeah. I kind of wish they would do that more. Just to kind of like break stuff up.
Yeah. It was Garrett and Jane making it. Well, no, wasn't it Garrett and Lily?
No, I think it was Jane.
Oh, it was Jane, okay. They're making out on the couch, and Chevy was, like, the hotel concierge, and he comes with, like, these newspapers, and then he's, like, flimsy and dropping them all over the place. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, and then picking them up, and then dropping more, and then that's pretty much it. And then he leaves. Yeah.
Just like, okay, he's a bumbling man. the Lily...
So what was that? It was so weird.
So, Lily starts talking like a 5.5-year-old eating head.
And it's her on ice skates, just like eating shit over and over again, and talking about how it's like, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. And then her dog is there. Like, it's really bizarre.
I'm a kid. I can ice skate.
Yeah. And then, oh my God, it looks like her ankles are in so much pain.
Like,
she turns her ankles every 5 seconds.
Yeah, I think, oh, my phone fell again. I'm just going to unplug it. Yeah, they did, like, it was cool. It was funny how they did a huge, had a huge, like, bench that made her look tiny.
Yeah.
But then the dog was normal size, so then it made her look regular size. So it was like, I appreciated the concept. I was like.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, it was just kind of like, that's funny, I guess. Like, yeah.
It was all right. Yeah. It wasn't like terrible. It was just
No. So then Beethoven comes back.
Back in action.
Yeah. Back. And we're back. once again, he won't eat. And Freda and the maid lady are just like, you know, so sad. I go, ugh. Ugh. And then once they leave, he's playing Beethoven's fifth, like, da-na-na-na, but then he, like, redoes it, and it's My Girl by the Temptations, and he starts singing My Girl in a German accent.
I thought that was hysterical. Yeah. I thought that was so funny. I don't know, the choice of song was perfect, and I guess it was relatable, but, because some of the music is, like, outdated on the show, but, like, then,
yeah.
You know, but
yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah, I agree. Then they did one of those things where they pan over the audience and give them some sort of sentence that just says, seems to be enjoying the show.
And the guy's face was like, oh no, I'm just saying the guy was not happy. Like, he just was not thrilled. I would be more excited. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, I feel like, so two things. One, I wonder if they know what the thing says. Because, like, if they do, they'd probably react differently. But also, I don't know. The second thing is, out of all the ones we've seen so far, that's probably the best one that I would want.
Yeah.
It's really simple. And you just have to... Yeah. It's not like, I don't know, one was like, you knew Richard Nixon's daughter or something. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So then, yeah, Gilda comes out to say that they're off for 2 weeks, and then that Richard Pryor and Candace Bergen will be back
after. My namesake.
Yeah, your namesake, really? For your middle name, or?
Last name's Pryor.
Oh, I thought you were Candace Bergen. I was like.
Madeline Candace.
I was like, maybe your middle name, I don't know.
That's
yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And then there was Weekend Update.
Yes, once again, very political. And again, they just shit on Gerald Ford. You know, they say that he was, all right, I don't have a fork here. But they were saying he stabbed himself with a fork while he was eating salad or something, and that the Secret Service pounced on the fork and stole it away. Like, yeah. He's too dumb to eat salad, apparently. I don't know.
I liked the Franco when the thing when he died. He's like a Spanish dictator or whatever.
Yeah.
And they said that the doctors say his health, like after he died, the doctors say his health has taken a turn for the worse.
Yeah.
So relatable nowadays to like everything that's going on with like politics and everything. I feel like that is
like not to be funny, like Kim Jong-un. They were like, he's dead. And then yesterday they're like, no, he's good.
Yeah. What is
dictator?
Yeah, I don't know.
The beer thing was weird.
That was probably the weirdest of the episode.
Yeah, so they have a guy coming out, and they even say, like, after a round of electroshock therapy, and you're like, oh no, this is the 70s.
So true. Lobotomies.
Yeah, this guy is, like, walking out in his like, hospital scrub thing, and they give him a beer that's called Spud Beer, and it tastes like potatoes. And then you have a whole jingle. The jingle was like stupid and cute, but like
you're
just sitting there drinking it like this.
Like it was weird.
It was very uncomfortable.
And the slogan was for people that can't taste the difference.
Which I get it, but like it's all really messed up.
A little fucked up, yeah.
And then they come back to Chevy and he's drinking one.
Yeah.
The other thing that was really weird. This might even be weirder than a Spud beer. Was they said Charles Schulz, who does Peanuts, like Charlie Brown, was creating a new character, and it's Woodstock, the little bird, but like dressed as a Nazi.
Yeah, what was that?
That was weird, right?
Yeah, I didn't really.
Did Charles Schulz say something maybe that like was messed up about? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not going to Google what I wish I thought to Google, but it's messed up.
Yeah.
Then of course they end up or end this, the scene with the headmaster of New York School for Hard of Hearing with Garrett Morris screaming.
Of course.
It's just never not funny.
Yeah. I thought it was funny during Weekend Update, Chevy made like a flub and he was like, toy car. Like
unique New York.
Yeah. He was trying to like get his words back together.
Yeah. I appreciate it when they address their mess ups.
Yeah.
You know, cause it's like, it's live. That's the whole point. Yeah. The point isn't to mess up. the next one was funny. It was, someone pretending to, or so it was Lily Tomlin she was in a blonde wig, I think. And she's writing a letter and you eventually find out she's writing a letter to Patty Hearst, in jail. And she writes on the address, Patty Hearst, jail.
I don't even know who Patty Hearst is.
So I'll tell you, as a true crime fanatic. so Patty Hearst was the either daughter or granddaughter in a billion-dollar family, let's say. She was kidnapped. And then by the SLA, which is like some sort of rebellion group, she was captured from her, I think, apartment in Berkeley. And then like a year and a half later, she was, you know, rescued from this group. But while she was in the group, she like committed crimes for them and with them.
Ooh.
So it's like this whole thing with like Stockholm Syndrome and was she really complicit? Like that whole thing.
Yeah.
So she's writing. So this person's like, she's our sorority sister and we're standing with her. Like, I just love that she said the address was jail.
I didn't catch that because I was so confused about the whole thing.
That's right. So Lily does a whole song about Patty Hearst and then says, make sure you listen to your lawyers. All kind of stuff. So it was interesting. I would suggest Googling it.
Yeah, I should do that.
A fascinating story, to be honest. And then, so the next up is Muppets on Acid.
Yeah.
Which Jamie literally texted me about because she loved it so much, I think.
I never liked Muppets on Acid, and this one was beautiful.
Yeah, so you do the beautiful storytelling.
All right, so basically, the Land of Gorch, they called it Dregs and Vestiges, which I don't think they've ever called it before.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what that meant, because even the announcer said Land of Gorch, too.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that was, like, the name of the episode. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Not crazy. Me.
So Gorch is eating breakfast. They can't find Scred. Scred's wife. Yeah, they can't find him. He thinks he's in love because he used to be head over heels for Fran Allison. I don't know who that is. But.
So, Google Fran Allison. And Fran Allison used to host a puppet show. So, it was pretty funny.
So it's like, he has crushes on, like, the puppet people.
Yeah. Puppet people.
basically, it cuts to a screen of Lily and Scred, and they're kind of like, you know, being cutesy or whatever. And then Lily's like, you know, she's like fumbling over her words. She's like, I don't know how to say this. And he's like, just say it. And she's like, I can't really, you know, it's difficult to have my name linked with a puppet. And he was like, he reassured her, and then she was all good. And then they break into song and sing, I Got You, Babe.
Oh, it was so good.
It was so cute.
It
like,
was really cute.
They looked like they were really in love. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. But yeah, it was really cute. And they just sang and kissed at the end.
Yeah, it was cute. And I also, I don't know how the person who just Scred's voice, like how that doesn't hurt their throat.
Yeah, because like, ah!
It was very cute. He gives her a rose at the end.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot.
That was cute.
Yeah. And then they just replay an Albert Brooks film, which is kind of weird. So in the theme song, whatever you want to call it, they say a film by Albert Brooks. And so they just replay an old one. I don't know. I thought it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's a long one.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was all right, but it's like, they kept going, and it was like the blind cab driver, and Israel and Georgia changed places. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's thank you. They, proof. Yeah, they did a lot of repeats in this episode.
Uh-huh. Odd.
But we're slacking, but it's okay.
It's all right. They needed a break, as Gilda says.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they wrap up the Beethoven next, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So, you know, Belushi comes back, he stresses Beethoven, they've got weeks worth of food on the table, he's still not eating. And then he does a line of coke. And he puts on sunglasses, and he starts playing Ray Charles, and it's awesome, and he sings just like Ray Charles, and then Gilda and Lorraine are like the backup singers, and it's really cool. I like that one a lot. Just to kind of like wrap up the Beethoven thing.
Yeah, whatever that they were going for.
Yeah. The next sketch was hilarious.
Yes.
So that it starts with Lily Tomlin in a construction hat, and she's doing the jackhammer thing. And it's an all female construction worker class. Yes. do they have those? I don't know. But they all have hard hats on, and like they're metal lunch boxes. And essentially the class is teaching them how to catcall men. And it's amazing.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. And so Dan Aykroyd comes in a like a tank top and like tight jean shorts that are cut off. It's amazing.
And he looks good for you.
I know. Work it, Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
You know, they're all trying out their different cackles and whistling and all that kind of stuff. And he gets really upset. And Lily Tomlin's like, no, he loves it. He loves it. So then it's lunchtime. And they all have their metal lunch boxes. And it's just Dan and Gilda. He's like confessing how upset he is to her. She's like, don't worry, it's just school.
Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah, so it's cute. Then they did another audience cutaway, and they said, is Latsy's real name Elaine Horowitz? So first I was like, who's Elaine Horowitz? And I Googled it. I don't think that's a real person.
Okay.
But I did find that in the Latsy movie, the dog's real name is Pal.
Hey, look at that.
Some intense research.
The more you know.
Yeah. The next commercial I thought was really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like this woman who says she's like an astrophysicist or something. And then she is in 1,000 clubs and volunteers and picks up the kids and like does 1,000 things. And while she's describing all the things she's doing, the announcer's like, how does this woman do it? Speed. I just thought, I was like, you're not expecting that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was cute. I thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. I was like half distracted when I was watching that bit, but it was I thought it was cute.
Yeah. And then the last real sketch.
I don't understand it.
So it's really just like Lily Tomlin, she's in a teeny bopper outfit, you know, little poodle skirt, and she's like talking to her friend Margot, but she's all by herself.
Right.
And so it's just the whole time she's like, Margo, can you believe this? Can you believe that? He's getting kicked out of school. Da 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 da. But it's just like insane how good Lily Tomlin is at doing, at like being, I don't know, like she's by herself and she's saying the funniest shit.
That's true. And then I appreciate when she's used the term, this guy is the most. That was such a 1950s, like.
Yeah. But then she says he's so choice, which is like a now thing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't even know she said that.
Yeah. And then at one point, so apparently she's supposed to be like dancing, you know, whatever. And then at one point she's like, she does this. So she's like dancing with Margo.
Oh, yeah.
But basically it's just her like talking trash on people that don't exist. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. And then the outro, which I loved too.
Yeah.
They bring back the bees, obviously.
I had to.
So it's Lorraine, Garrett, Gilda, and Chevy are dressed as bees. And then Lily's just herself. And then Garrett says, we want to do a bebop in B flat. And I was like, yes. That shit. And they all scat, which is so cute.
That was really funny.
Yeah.
They
were
like,
and then I noticed too, Gilda's standing like this and with her arm up, and Chevy was playing, like pretending to play her like a cello.
I didn't see that. Oh my god. I saw that in your notes. I was like, I don't remember that.
Yeah. My favorite part though is Garrett's antenna were stuck together. And I don't know why, but I found it so effing funny. They were just going back and forth together like this instead of like the usual. I don't know. I was dying.
Yeah. This episode, I was laughing out loud probably more than any other episode.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I don't know if it's just because, Lily Tomlin is the most, well-known nowadays person out of all the people that were. Maybe, no, George Carlin is pretty well-known.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Either way.
But. Yeah. It was a good episode. Very good. And I think very... Well, no. Not. I was going to say it's similar to now, but it's not.
But it is, yeah, in some ways.
Getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was episode 6 of SNL season 1, Lily Tomlin, Howard Shore and All Nurse Band. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
And they even made Jamie like Land of Gorch, so.
I know. It's a whole new world now.
Yes. So, yeah. That's it, man.
We have no prompts at the end this time, but... Yeah, okay, we'll have one next time.
Yeah, I mean... hang in there, folks. Yeah. We're trying to hang in there. We'll probably do another one of these soon, because we have no time to do any... Or, time is a flat circle, I should say. There's nothing else to do. Yeah, I guess just stay safe, stay sane. You know?
Let's take a screenshot of us.
Oh yeah, I'll do that. All right. Hold on. All right. Smile on 3. 1, 2, 3. Good. Let me just make sure. Oh, I look like a demon, but that's okay.
A demon.
A cute demon.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to say our outro.
Oh yeah, okay. So if you have coronavirus, go to the hospital. But,
yeah, but if you've got a,
got a fever, feel prescription is more cowbell. All right.